Hey there, lovely people. It is Sun Fruit Dan here. So in today's video, I'm going to be talking about if it is safe to be ingesting turpentine or not. First off, it really depends who you ask or where you search up online if it's safe to ingest turpentine or not. Because if you do a standard search engine search up online about this specific topic, or speak to most medical doctors or people that work in the hospital, or even ask most people in society if it is safe to be ingesting or not, they would tell you the majority of the time, do not do this whatsoever, because turpentine is a toxic paint stripper, and if you take it internally, it will massively damage your body, your organs, and can even be very fatal. But this is misinformation, because if you actually look at the scientific research on 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine, it has been proven that turpentine is not a toxic paint stripper when it is this specific type of turpentine, which I've talked extensively about in this video. So if you want to learn fully about this, you can go and do so now. But if you're someone that is buying and ingesting the wrong type of turpentine to be taking internally, such as rectified turpentine, which is a byproduct of the paper and pulp industry and tends to be full of toxic sulfites and many other toxic impurities, if you're ingesting that, that will be very damaging to your body holistically. So you really want to be making sure that you are only buying and using the safe, suitable types of turpentine to be ingesting, which I have talked fully about all of those in this video, which will also be linked down below. But even if you have the right type of turpentine, there is other mistakes that people tend to make that can make it so turpentine is not safe for you to ingest, such as taking way too much turpentine for your starting dose, or increasing your dose of turpentine by way too much, taking turpentine too many times within a day, or doing various other things which could induce very intense detox symptoms, which some people call a Herxheimer reaction, and also just overburden your body with way too much turpentine for it to be able to actually handle, which could result in many ill effects. So you really want to be making sure that you're not making any of these mistakes. And the way that you can make sure that you do not is very, very simple. First off, make sure when you have never taken turpentine before that you first start out with the starting protocol. And then once you've completed that, then move on to one of the main turpentine protocols, which these are the turpentine and sugar protocol and the turpentine and castor oil protocol. And if you're someone that does not know which one you should switch to once you are ready to do so, you can find out in this video, which will be linked down below with another link for a website that lists off videos of mine on those specific protocols that I just mentioned. And when you actually learn about these fully, you're going to learn about how much turpentine to be starting out with, how much you should be increasing your dose of turpentine, and also know when you should be doing that and how many times you should be taking it within a day, and all of the other specific details, so you can ingest it in the safest and correct way possible, which is then going to send you in the direction of having the most positive and beneficial healing and detoxification experience with it. And one last thing, just make sure that you educate yourself as much as you possibly can on using turpentine for healing and detoxification, because the more that you can learn about it, the less likely of a chance that you will have with a negative experience with it. And you can learn endless amounts of information through my turpentine videos, which I have literally loads and loads of them. I also recommend learning from Dr. Jennifer Daniels, which we are the top two leading turpentine experts in the world, and we have literally used it with ourselves for years and years and years, and we've worked with thousands of different clients with guiding them with using turpentine in the safe and correct way. And if you're someone that is interested in working with me, you can sign up for a free 15-minute health consultation with me, which I'll put a link for down below, with another link which will be for a web page that lists off all of the different turpentine studies, which I recommend that you go and study those as well. And one last thing, if you're someone that wants to start taking turpentine internally, you want to be making sure that you are buying and sourcing the only safe type of turpentine to be using internally, which is 100% pure gum spirits of turpentine in a glass bottle. If you're someone that does not know where to source this from, I recommend getting it from the sponsor of all of my videos, Sacred Purity. They sell turpentine under this criteria. They ship it anywhere in the world and offer free worldwide shipping. If you're someone that wants to buy this from them, you can do so by clicking the link down below for this product on their website. And if you're someone that doesn't know why you should never be buying and using turpentine internally that's in a plastic or a metal container, you really need to know, and you can learn all about them in these two videos that I will also link down below. So it's now the end of the video. Don't forget to leave your comments and questions down below. Like the video, share it with others, and don't forget to click the subscribe button down below as well. So as always, stay happy, stay healthy, and enjoy the rest of your day. Peace.